Right, welcome along to the Big Red Bench here on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey here with you for the next hour, keeping you up to date with all of the latest sporting action from around the Rebel County and further afield. Now, earlier today, I was joined in studio by the incredibly talented Ella Ryan. I know she's listening in the car at the moment with Robbie, her mam, and of course, young Tom, the future Wexford hurling superstar. But a huge year ahead for the Rebels, and we'll be focusing in on them plenty today. And we could have well found our anthem early. Without further ado, here's our chat. All right, we're delighted to be joined here by Ella Ryan on Cork's Big Red Bench. Ella, where are you anyway, first and foremost?
I am fantastic. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
No, the pleasure is all ours. The reason you're in here, of course, I've seen online, it's going fairly viral in Cork GA circles, if not GA circles all around the country, of your song cover of the Kingfisher song Killa.
And I don't even have a name on the song yet, would you believe? So maybe that's something that we need to sort out or try and figure out on a poll on some social media. Maybe you can do it on Red FM, or I'll do it on my own LRI music page. But yeah, it's a cover of Killa, and it's all about the Cork Rebels.
How did that come to be? How did you go, okay, this is going to be the song now, I'm going to do a cover for the Cork Hurlers on?
To be honest, it was a notion. I'm a huge Kingfisher fan, and I heard Killa originally and I loved the song, and then it wasn't until it was leading up to the league final that I got the idea that, you know what, wouldn't it be great if I edited the lyrics and made it about Cork, that everybody in Cork City and County could sing along for our Rebels. And I was envious of those in Killa who got to sing for Killa, and I was like, hang on here a second now, let's like open this up to everybody.
It would be
in
a
Cork.
Great Cork song anyway, but they say the green and white I adore, and with those Limerick villains around, it's not going to happen now at the moment.
Yeah,
anyway,
controversial. Just need to make that about the red and white. But look, Killa is a beautiful song, and you know, now Killa people have one version for Killa and they have one version for Cork.
And Kingfisher themselves even acknowledged it as well, did they?
Yeah, that was class, to be honest. It was amazing. I think the song had only been up a half an hour, and I got a message on my Instagram page saying, "Savage up the Rebels." So I know one of the lads is from Wexford and the other guy is from Limerick, isn't it? So controversial too, you know. But look, Killa's a Cork song, so I think it'll be fine. Hopefully they don't mind.
And normally these songs kind of come out towards the final and everything, but how come you just went, all right, before a ball's even thrown in, basically, you were like, I'm going to get this out?
Well, not to reflect too much on what happened last year, but I just have a feeling that this year has to be our year. Okay?
We've been saying that the last 20 years.
I know, but like, there's a reference in the song about jersey pulls, and not to get too much into it, but this is our year.
The Clare lads be ringing out Ofcom about us now.
Well, you know what I will say? I've had a number of people from different counties in Ireland message me saying that, you know, I have had one Kerry man in Dubai, a guy from the Banner County, a lady from Mayo, all say, jeepers, it's a great song, and they'd love it if it was written about their own county. So people are still acknowledging that it's a beautiful idea. So you'd never know, maybe I'll do one about every county, but I'd severely doubt it, because look, let's just focus on the Rebels winning this year.
And what's the reception been like from the Cork GA community? If a few, even the hurlers have seen like the video anyway.
Yeah, like gas. Like, I'm just looking at these guys that I am seeing playing hurling, who I'm like, they're just incredible. Like, the team are just incredible. I just think hurling is just gone. It's crazy, crazy brilliant sport.
And look, you know the hype train's already left the station when their song's been written about it, you know, before championships even started, really. Do you think this is our year now?
Oh, there's no question. Come on. There is no question. Look, I really hope that it is our year. I think the lads, Pat Ryan, the whole panel, the team, everybody behind them, like, it's not just about this year. It's been building for so many years, you know, and I think the idea behind Kingfisher's song Killa as well, even on their video, it shows a little clip of them playing hurling from such a young age. And it, like, this song and sport and Cork hurling, it's for all the girls and boys that go out and play hurling on Saturday mornings and blitzes and being a part of something. So 100%. I think we all need to get behind them. And if I can sing them to the All-Ireland final and if I can sing them lifting that Liam McCarthy Cup, then that's the part that I'll play.
Well, hopefully Cork J. Rowan behind you on that front. Lastly, give yourself, before you play the live version for us, give yourself a plug. Where can people find you and find the song ultimately?
I'm actually on TikTok, believe it or not. I'm on, you can catch me online on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook as Ella Ryan Music.
Are we allowed to give away the big scoop that the track has been officially studio recorded?
Yes, you can, yeah. I'm still waiting to hear the final mix of it, but a good friend of mine, Conor O'Sullivan, and Tony O'Flaherty are working on that as we speak, so I can't wait to hear it, and will be available to stream on all social media platforms, etc, etc.
Yeah, stuff will take us away, really, if you can.
From the fields of the Glen to the banks of the Lee, from the hands of my father came the hurley to me. All I keep in my heart is the burning belief that the rebels will rise with the Cobb McCarthy. We will rear 'em and tear 'em, avenge 24, Hoggy leading the charge like he's done times before. Tura la 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 la, for the red and the white we adore, for the rebels to rise evermore. From the SARS to the bars, New Town, Shandrum, the park, the boys and the girls, they will shout through the dark for Pat O'Ryan and his army. They will fight to the core. No more jersey pulls, time to settle the score. We will rear 'em and tear 'em, avenge 24, Hoggy leading the charge like he's done times before. Tura la 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 la, for the red and the white we adore, for the rebels to rise evermore. When my boots have been hung and my early laid down, bury me in my jersey in my rebel hometown.
Ella Ryan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
up
you.
The rebels.
Up the rebels.
Here's Patrick Horgan.
Horgan for the goal.
If you didn't know before, you know now. Cork are back in championship action. Will it be our year in the hurling? 20 years on since the last one. Will it be our year in the football? Will it be our year in both? Look, we're a long way off anything, but the hype train has well and truly left the station. And earlier in the week, Joe McCarthy caught up with hurling gaffer Pat Ryan. Enjoy.
Yes, it's that time of the year again. The Munster Senior Hurling Championship has come around, and what a way to kick things off. A repeat of last year's All-Ireland Hurling Final between Clare and Cork takes place on Easter Sunday at Zimmer Biomet Park in Ennis with a 2 p.m. throw. We're delighted here on Cork Shred FM's Big Red Bench now to be joined by the Cork Senior Hurling Manager, Pat Ryan. Pat, how's it going?
Very good, Joe.
We're there. We've been talking while the National League has been on. It's all been building up to this moment and the start of probably one of the most eagerly anticipated Munster Championships for some time. How, first of all, have preparations gone? How happy are you with the team and the squad and the panel and how things are right now?
Yeah, look, very happy, obviously, since the league final, you know. So, look, that kind of sharpened the team up a little bit. So, look, got great game time into fellas, and obviously getting the victory was a good thing for us, but obviously, you know, look, that's, you know, for want of better words, that's the appetizer. Now we're into the main thing, you know, into the main thing, which is championship. And we know that's where we'll be judged and that's where everybody's judged. And look, couldn't be going into a tougher place than Ennis against the All-Ireland champions on Sunday, you know.
Indeed. Now that you've had those 2 weeks, Pat, you know, I mean, coming in before you played Tipperary in the league, before you won the National League title, you know, some people are saying, is this too close to the Clare game? Is there any concern about that? But now that you've had, you're out the other side of it 2 weeks later, was it actually beneficial to get such a tight and, you know, such a tough game under the belt?
Yeah, look, we can't beat games for preparing players. And obviously, look, it gave us a great opportunity to get fellas game time as well that had been missing. So, look, I think the league is look, obviously, it is close 2 weeks, but once you win, make life a bit easier. I think, look, if you would have lost that game, look, obviously, there's a lot of soul searching goes on, and there's a lot of stuff kind of, you know, have we got the right team? Have we got the right players? All that side of things, and you know, it's probably too close a time to change things. Whereas, from our point of view, look, we're very happy where we are with the players and where we are with the lads, and look, it was a good dress rehearsal for what we wanted to get through. And look, obviously on Sunday, the main event is on, you know.
Indeed. It's fair to say this weekend, as it all kicks off, Pat, you know, whatever about the National League, all the Munster teams have yet to show their strongest hand. They've been thereabouts in the National League. They've been experimenting like yourself. But, you know, nobody showed exactly what they're made of just yet. But we can say the same about Cork coming into it. It really is, as you know only too well, so wafer thin in terms of how things can go in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship.
Oh, well, no shadow of a doubt. Look, I think, look, in all the teams, what you're looking for is I suppose, green shoots, that you're playing well, that the lads are fit, the lads are fresh, that the lads are understanding what they've been asked to do. And I think we saw plenty of that. But, look, there's plenty of areas in all the games that we played where, you know, the performances wouldn't be acceptable or wouldn't be up to that standard that is required in championship. And, look, obviously, the test that you get, the test that we hope to give every team in Munster, and the test that we will receive back from everybody will be, you know, it goes up 80-90% on what you get in the league match, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that. During the week, Shane Kingston spoke to Dennis Hurley in the Echo. One of the things that stood out for me, he said, look, there's obviously a lot of hype, there's a lot of noise, but it's kind of irrelevant to us. We'd always emphasise keeping the outside out, and you've done that exceptionally well. Even last year, getting to the All-Ireland Final and everything that was going on outside the panel and the dressing room, you've managed to keep that even keel. And look, you know yourself, everyone is so excited about this Munster Championship. They're so excited about Cork. But from your point of view and the players' point of view, this is business and you've got to go and do your job.
Ah, yeah. Well, look. I'm not going to dampen anybody's enjoyment of following the Cork Senior Hurlers at any stage or the Cork Senior Footballers. Look, that's great for all us Cork people, and you know, look, what we want is a team that's trying when they put on the red jersey, and that's what the lads are doing at the moment. And everybody should be proud of what they're doing. But look, you're going to get an awful lot of stuff written, an awful lot of, you know, hyperbole written about this and about that. Look, realistically, everybody will know a bit better about it. Like the Waterford, who aren't playing at the weekend. The four teams that are playing the weekend will know exactly where they are. Do you know what I mean? And that's what we're looking at. It will give us a greater picture of where we are as a panel, where we are as a team, and have we done the right work and the right stuff over the last couple of months. And look, we as I've said all along, do you know what I mean? The idea is to kind of try and get 5-6 points, and that'll kind of guarantee you to be one of the top three, and that's our aim, and we'll take it from there.
And just to add on that final point, Pat, like, you know as well, when you get off to a bad start, as you have done, you know, in the past in the Munster Championship, it can turn very, very quickly. And that, you know, not losing the head, win, lose or draw on Sunday, there's four matches there to play, that it's for the long haul, no matter what happens or what comes out of Venice on Sunday.
Oh, well, look, exactly. Look, in fairness, look, our first two games we played in 2023, you know, we beat Waterford and we drew with Tipperary with 3 points. You know, we didn't get out of Munster. You know, whereas last year we had no points after two games and we managed to get out of Munster. So it's going to be up and down. It's going to be doggy dog everywhere you go. And you know, whatever happens on Sunday, you have to park and move on. And then we've Tipperary come to the park after that. Like, but look, more side of things, look, it would be a fantastic start. That, you know, a really big performance above an Ennis, if we could get 2 points, that would really kind of give us that platform to drive on into the Munster Championship and hopefully qualify for the All-Ireland Series.
I know I've said it to you before that this year's panel, it just seems like you've more options, but you've said that this panel has been building over the last couple of years. But in attack, the spread of scores that you've had during the National League must give you a lot of happiness. Darragh Fitzgibbon, Patrick Horgan, Brian Hayes, Declan Dalton, Shane Barrett, Ethan Toombe, I could go on. There's options in your attack, and that, you know, that is that a critical thing for this year, Pat, that, you know, you've options to change things up, maybe more so than you did in the past, or would you accept that?
Yeah, well, look, I think there's options all over the field, but look, it's I don't think that's any different to what Limerick and Clare have. You know, we see with the players they have, the Waterford and Tips as well. So it our situation is, you know, it just puts pressure on everybody that they can't take their foot off the gas, and that's what we're looking for every night in training, and that makes our job as management team really easy, because fellas are hungry. You know, obviously, look, we'll have Robbie Flynn back in contention now as well this weekend as well, you know, so, you know, he's a huge addition back onto our panel as well. So, look, they're all vital, but look, at the same time, you know, look, we're very cognizant that, look, a lot of those players, we didn't perform in the second half against Tip in the way we should, and that was one of the huge disappointment factors for us, was that we got no jump off our bench in that second half, and that's an area that we have to go after this year. That it's probably an area that left us down in 2024, and trying to get over and winning in All-Ireland. So it's a huge part of what we want to get out of it now over the next four games. Our bench will be crucial to us qualifying out of Munster.
Yeah, the next four games. I can't wait. I don't know how you and the players feel, but look, everybody here in Cork's Red FM Big Red Bench, as we do every year, we are 100% behind you, Pat, and the players all the way. Good luck on Sunday in Zimmer Biomet Park, Cashogue. It's 2 o'clock start, Cork versus Clare, first round of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. And as ever, Pat Ryan, thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Red Bench.
Look, that's great, Chair. Thanks very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, well, we heard from the Banished Doors. I'm there from one of the players in Cork's Shane Kingston. I was speaking to Tommy Rooney at the launch of Ayr's sponsorship of the All-Ireland Championship and the Puck Tappet Challenge.
All right, Ayr Ambassador Shane Kingston is with us. Shane, how are things?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We'll get to Sunday in a moment, but you're here to launch Ayr's Puck Tappet Challenge. So Ayr are calling on GAA clubs across Ireland to compete for a €5,000 prize and the chance to play at Croke Park as Ayr launches the third year of the Ayr for All Puck Tappet Challenge ahead of the upcoming GAA All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championships. Have your club ever taken part in this, or would they? Would you encourage them to get stuck into it?
We did, actually. I did it with my buddies last year. Can't remember what time we got. We weren't quick enough anyway.
Okay. All right, okay. It must be competitive.
It is, yeah, definitely. You know, there's six fellas doing it, so you're putting a lot of pressure on each other. If the ball doesn't go off the hand, you're under pressure straight away.
Yeah.
Then obviously the prize then is very nice for a club. Like, you know, in a rural area, €5,000 would go a long way. You know, even in a city club as well.
Absolutely.
Still a lot of money. Like.
It's huge. So you're crossing the field, aren't you? Going from corner to corner, touch, pass, as fast as you can, is that it?
Yeah. You start in the middle and you go down to the corner and then you work your way across and then back up again.
Okay, yeah.
So there's six strikers. But if the ball doesn't go to hand, like, you're in trouble.
Under pressure. Yeah, you're in trouble. I can see how it could work really well in hurling, right? We're in the midst of rule changes in football at the minute. Maybe once the skill of kicking has come back into the game, we might be able to see it at that as well.
Yeah, hard to see it, but maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Sunday, can we just talk about it, right? Because, like, I know Pat Ryan and Patrick Horgan afterwards were talking about maybe Cork tailing off in the second half a little bit, but let's not talk about what's to come or what's happened before. Can we just talk about Sunday for a moment? Because it's the first league title in nearly 30 years. You saw the support and the reaction afterwards.
like those scenes are class in Super Valley Porky Cueve. Like that is brilliant to see, and it must be great to kind of be involved in that.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose anytime you win a medal with your county, it's obviously a great occasion. You know, as you mentioned as well, the support we have is unbelievable, and you know, the team and the management and everyone really appreciates that, which is great. So look, it's obviously it was brilliant to win the league, but you know, it's nearly such a quick turnaround. You just have to, you know, embrace it at the time, forget about it and move on, you know, which is good as well.
Look, and I've got up with Patrick Horgan and Alan Connolly in recent weeks, and I was sitting down to kind of prep for this chat with you, and I was like, I can't ask him the same bloody questions I've been asking the lads over the last few weeks. You must be getting tired of all the talk of trying to quell the hype and the buzz, and look, there's a lot behind it too. You were so close last year, and you've made the right steps this year. Is it tiring, or do you just bat it away?
Look, I suppose obviously you can't avoid it all the time. You know, down the club, you know, going out meeting the lads, there's always someone going to ask questions. But you know, it's outside noise then as well. You know, you're probably getting the same answers, the same questions from everyone. But look, you just have to stay focused. You know, stay focused on training, stay focused on the tasks at hand. You know, if you let kind of the outside noise creep in, then, you know, you're under pressure. So it's just about having that kind of mindset and, you know, as I said, staying focused on, I suppose, Clare in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. I get that.
That's all you can do, really. Like,
I know, but you can't really, as a sports person and somebody who is ambitious, you can't really hide away from it or shirk away from your ambitions either. Like, it's obvious where you want to get to, but I suppose it's about, like, not dismissing it, but also like keeping the bigger goal in mind at all times.
Yeah, I suppose like look, it's obviously it was great to win at the weekend, but at the end of the day, it's a league, you know. So the ambition is to go on and progress from what we did last year, so that's our kind of sole focus now at the moment. Like just focus on training matches that we have over the next kind of 10 days, and then put our, I suppose, take the learnings from the league. As you said earlier, the boys discussed the second half performance, which is a big thing, you know, 35 minutes and only scoring 7 or 8 points. If you're doing that in 2 weeks' time against Clare, you know, it's struggling to see yourself coming out of there, definitely.
Yeah,
so, that's a big learning, man.
We'll come back to Clare in a couple of minutes. Can I ask you, because you've been around Cork squads and over the last couple of years and Cork teams, and what's clicked under Pat Ryan? Like, what is it that's worked for you over the last few years?
I suppose you probably have a blend of kind of the older guys, maybe the middle-aged guys. I'm not going to put myself in the older category yet.
No, Scorpio says you're 26. Is Scorpio accurate?
No, I'm 27.
Okay, well, they're close, though. It's a cracking app, by the way. But yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Is it also says you're 6 foot?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay.
But yeah, so like obviously there's a nice blend, and you have a lot of young fellas coming through now as well. And you know, there's a few fellas who got a lot more game time this year as well in the league, you know, that have really put their hand up, which is great, you know. Building to that team, building to that panel, and you know, that makes training a lot more competitive then as well. You know, if you know there's a fella trying to get the number off your back, then you know, everyone's going 100% all the time.
Yeah, because look, you were never ever a million miles away. You never have been. But I suppose there's been a bit of momentum underage, as you mentioned, keeping those different generations together, whether it be the older boys, the boys in the middle, and those driving through the standards. It must be the energy of something constantly pushing in the right direction. It must be a really positive experience to be in that group as well. Is it a bit addictive being in something like that, in a sports team that's moving in the right way?
Suppose it obviously makes it more enjoyable. You know, you're kind of sacrificing nearly your life to be involved, which is, you know, you're in a privileged position, which is great. And you know, we probably developed a very tight knit group, which is brilliant. You know, you're going meeting your kind of your best friends every second day, which, you know, obviously adds to kind of the morale of the whole thing. And you know, that can kind of feed into your play then as well. If you know you're not going out with fellas, you're not too friendly, but you're going out with your best mates, like, which is obviously brilliant and has an effect then on the performance.
Look, it's a conversation that's kind of cropped up a little bit around the football as well. We're looking at the likes of Galway and Donegal and how long a season it's going to be and the importance of squad depth. It's the exact same thing in Cork. Jesus, like how difficult it is to get into that four unit. It must be off the charts. How do you compute the two? To kind of like, all right, I've got away from my chance here. I know I can bring such value when I'm being brought on off the bench. But you obviously, I'm sure, are totally driven to grasping that opportunity as well. How does that work internally, that kind of competition?
I suppose from my own perspective.
Yeah.
Look, you just got to focus on, you know, trust management. They're going to pick the best route to win that game, whether that be an impact or starting. But, you know, you just have to get yourself in the right frame of mind, whether you're on the first 15 or make an impact off the bench, as you said. But look, there's, as you said, there's massive competition to get in the first 15. There's massive competition to get in the 26. So that, like, I suppose in turn, everyone's putting their best foot forward, you know, so you have to be at the top of your game coming into championship. And a big thing then as well is just avoiding injury as well.
Like, there's so much said, and it's ended up being a cliche recently, obviously, in terms of rugby or hurling or football, finishers coming off the bench. Like, there's a lot of truth to it too, though. Like, the game changes with 15, 20 minutes to go. Do you find there's an element of that?
I think, yeah, it's probably coming into it a bit more. I know it's probably a term in rugby for a good while, but it's definitely coming in and creeping into the GA. I think it's because the game's gone so fast and so physical that teams are fatiguing after kind of 50, 55 minutes. And, you know, if you have people coming on that are buzzing and raring to go, it can kind of change a game. But it doesn't always happen like that.
No, you know? it doesn't.
So it's not that easy either.
The last question on the forwards, right, and the depth that you have, like, you've so many different styles and threats up there. Like, it must be a nightmare defensively for teams to have to deal with a team like that. But in terms of hurling and trying to click with lads around you, you obviously know each other so well as well. Can you just talk to us about that? Because between yourself and Connolly and Hayes, and I know Fitzgibbon was 11 at the weekend, Barrett, like, never mentioned Horgan. Like, there's so many different styles of forwards. Is that fair to say? Am I coming at that the wrong way? I don't know, but it just seems like the different types of threats.
Like, it's very diverse. Like, you know, you've probably Dalton, Sham, Hayes, kind of bigger fellas. Then you have the kind of small, nippier guys, and, you know, Connolly there just going for goals all the time. You know, it's a lot of kind of diverse players, which, you know, it's probably good to have a blend in it, but let's just hope it works.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, the way it works this year, it's a repeat of last year's All-Ireland final in Ennis. We know you put 6 goals in them. We know you're not putting a huge amount of stock in that from a few weeks ago. We know you had a great first half of the weekend, second half tailed off. So we can forget about all that now. The league is done and dusted. You got the job done. The next 10 days, what do they look like for you? Are you putting the feet up this weekend to watch the Masters?
No, I suppose we train this week, probably have game internally. Probably wind down then towards the end of next week. But look, as you said, Claire, like, massive task, beat us last year in the All-Ireland final. And, you know, I don't think we have a good record up in Ennis by any means. Not sure when was the last time we played Claire up there. You know, I don't think we've beaten Claire in championship in 4 or 5 years. So, you know, we know the task on hand. So we're just going to, I suppose, put ourselves in the best position over the next kind of 10 to 12 days, next 4 or 5 sessions, and, you know, hopefully do our best when we're up there.
Yeah, it's some people were kind of looking at the calendar, and especially when it's tight, I suppose, to the Munster Hurling Championship kicking off. But if you even look at the rhythm of your games, right, so you have that little break now before the Clare game, you're straight into facing Tipton at home, and then you've got that stretch before you face Limerick. Like, it's probably the perfect prep going the way that you've gone so far this year, because there's no room to tail off. You can kind of get some bodies right if you have that kind of 10 days, 2 weeks, and then you'll get another break after the kind of the first 2 rounds. I don't know, does that feed into it a little bit as well?
To be honest, we don't really think of it like that. You know, we just know we have one game coming up in 2 weeks' time, and then another game a week later. So you just have to focus on the first game, then whatever the result may be, switch off straight away and focus on the next game. Obviously, it's good to have a bit of a break in the meantime. Get, you know, fine-tune a few things, analyse a couple of things. That's what's important now about kind of this week and next week, is try to take the learnings from the league and, you know, build them into the trainings over the next 2 weeks, and, you know, try to take them into the game then as well.
Well, Shane Kingston, well done at the weekend. Big step for Cork in the right direction. Very best of luck. I might see you on the field after the game in Ennis in 2 weeks' time. I'll be covering that one for Off the Ball. I have my name down very early for that one. I said I'm not missing that one. So, like many people. So, looking forward to seeing that one. Very best of luck with everything across 2025, and we'll catch you again soon. Fair play, Shane.
Perfect. Cheers, Tommy. So.
All right, the ref's whistle has gone for half time, but come back to us in the second half. We'll be looking further into a huge weekend of Cork sport ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Actually cooking. So get the same big network coverage and reliability, but with the great value and service of Tesco. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. T's and C's apply. See tescomobile.ie.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Hi, it's Granda here from Mrs. Brown's Boys. I recently had hip surgery in Spain, and let me tell you, the experience was only brilliant. How did I end up getting top-notch treatment abroad? Well, it's thanks to Healthcare Abroad. They help Irish residents like myself access medical treatment under the EU cross-border directive. Need a hip replacement, knee surgery, or some other procedure? Healthcare Abroad makes it simple to get the care you need. Visit healthcareabroad.ie or call them today to find out more.
It's all happening this Easter Bank Holiday weekend at Cork Racecourse Mallow. 3 days of great racing guaranteed from Saturday 19th to Monday 21st of April. There's something for everyone. 3 days of total entertainment. Don't miss the Racing Home for Easter Festival, April 19th to 21st. Get your best price ticket online in advance at corkracecourse.ie.
Harvey Norman, your only place to shop this bank holiday weekend with bank holiday deals on technology. Save €40 on the Acer Iconia Tab A10 with extended battery life. Perfect for entertainment on the go. Was €139, now €99. Or save €50 on the Acer Aspire 3 laptop with powerful processor to handle multitasking with ease. Was €479, now €429. With our best price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Don't miss these deals and more this bank holiday weekend only at Harvey Norman. Must end Monday.
Welcome back to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Dan Casey here with you for the next half hour. The latest from Thomond Park is Munster 10, the Bulls 10. That's the latest from Thomond. Back to GAA action though, and Rory was chatting to Kellogg's Cool Camp ambassador Amy O'Connor ahead of Cork's Munster clash with Clare tomorrow in Ennis.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined by Cork Camogie player Amy O'Connor for the launch of the 2025 Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps. Kellogg's is entering its 14th year partnering with the GAA. And a key focus this year is the Cool and Curious initiative, a unique introductory camp for children from migrant families taking place on April 17th in Listing, Varna. Amy, first off, how are you?
I'm brilliant. How are you, Rory?
I'm good. Thanks very much. Thanks very much. First off, Amy, I suppose, talk to me a little bit about the Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps and I suppose the importance they have for young children.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Like, I suppose, you know, I was thinking about it before I came up today, and it was like, even if you go on holidays, you could be anywhere in the world and you'll see a child with a Kellogg's Cool Camp t-shirt on them, and they're so distinguishable because they're so unique every year, and they're so colourful. So it's a huge part of Irish children's childhoods, I think. Mm. And I think this Cool and Curious initiative is brilliant as well to help those migrant kids, you know, become integrated into Irish society. And, you know, it's not always easy. And, you know, we'll just give them a flavour for what, you know, GAA is all about. And, you know, I think when I think of the GAA, it's probably a bit of a saying that the GAA has, it's like a place where everyone belongs. There's a role for everyone within the GAA, and, you know, it's a place that everyone can go to. And I think it's showing those kids that and helping them integrate into our society is a brilliant thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Congratulations on the league win. You must be buzzing after that last week.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Jesus, genuinely delighted. like, we'd never won one in my time. So we were absolutely thrilled with it there on Sunday to finally get over the line. So, yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, 12 years is a long time for Cork not to win a league title, I suppose.
Yeah, it is, really. We've been in a few finals and probably have been a bit unlucky in some, and in others we were probably beaten well. But yeah, we put a huge emphasis on it this year to go up and try and win the league. And thankfully we did, and, you know, made a few discoveries along the way of, you know, how we can improve. And some players really put up their hands as well. So that was brilliant for the team.
Exactly. What pleased you most about the final performance then against Galway? Because, like, look, from me looking at it on TV, it looked a little bit one-sided in favour of Cork.
I think the most pleasing aspect was that there was contributions from everyone all over the pitch. Like, I know Ashton Thompson was excellent on today and, you know, she had a really good game, but I think everyone contributed in their own way. And that might have been someone getting a turnover or multiple turnovers, or, you know, all of the forwards contributing to the scoreboard. Everyone contributed in a specific way, including those off the bench. So that was brilliant as well.
Yeah, Rory Noonan was writing about it in the Echo, and he said that near the end of the game, you won a ball back and you celebrated like you just scored a point up at the other end. And I suppose that kind of really illustrates the work ethic that you all have.
Yeah, it is. I think that kind of has to epitomise what we're trying to do with Cork Camogie. Ultimately, it's brilliant if you're getting lovely scores and, you know, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, if you don't work hard and you don't turn the ball over, you won't get the opportunities to get those scores. So that's a big part of our game.
And while it is great aim, I suppose, to win the league, I suppose the message is no one's getting carried away after this.
No, definitely not. And we wouldn't either. We'd be very much focused now on this weekend. We're playing Clare in the Munster Championship. It's a Munster semi-final. It's a double header with the men's game. So that'd be brilliant for us. And hopefully people will come in a bit early and, you know, support us. But we're under no illusions. We know that it's going to be a very tough game this weekend. And if we don't put our best foot forward and if we don't work hard, we won't win. So that's where we're at.
Maybe talk to me, I suppose, about the squad you guys have. There seems to be a really good blend of our youth and experience there.
Yeah, I love how you said you didn't say young and old.
Experience.
We definitely have a good blend there. You know, we probably have Aisling and the Mackies at one end of the spectrum, and then we have the likes of Ava Fitzgerald at the other end of the spectrum. And then in the middle, there's a huge group as well. But there's a good blend there, and, you know, using all of the experience that the guys have and that some more of us have, and trying to kind of help those younger girls integrate into the Cork Camogie setup is a really positive thing. And they're all, you know, everyone within the group has the potential to play, which is absolutely phenomenal. Like, you saw Ava Fitz came on there during the game on Sunday. She's just out of minor, like, but, you know, she's ready to go, and she's absolutely incredible. And, you know, when you're adding people like that to the group all of the time, and you'll get one or two every year that you can add to the group, it's really positive and, you know, keeps all of the more experienced players on their toes then as well.
And speaking of the minors, I think they're in the All-Ireland final on Sunday week. That's great from a Cork perspective to see that next generation coming through, as you said.
It is. It's brilliant. And again, I think with the introduction of the under 23 panel as well, that's only a positive thing, because what was happening all along is you might have had some girls that played minor with Cork, and they were kind of getting lost in the transition between minor and senior, or minor intermediate and senior. Whereas now they can stay in the system and really use the under 23 as a development squad. So that's really positive. And, you know, hopefully the girls can go on and do it now in 2 weeks' time as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. For ye though, like, what's the pressure like going in as All-Ireland champions? You seem to cope with it well enough last year.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think it's something that we think about at all. You know, last year is done. It's a whole new year. Again, I know it's so cliche, but it's definitely not something that we think about at all. You know, obviously in interviews like this, and, you know, you know, if you go into the club, people be asking you about it. But I don't think as a group, it's something that we think about at all too much. Just focus on the next game, next training session, where we can improve.
Yeah, and like three in a row, they're obviously quite rare. I think Cork did it once in the 70s, but I can't imagine you're thinking that far ahead at all.
No, you can't. And you can't allow yourself to think that far ahead. Obviously, it's a brilliant position to be in. You know, we're in a really privileged position to even have the opportunity to go for something like that. But if you think about it too much, you'll end up getting ahead of yourself. And, you know, that's when you won't succeed. So we're not going to focus on that at all. Obviously, in things like this, it'll be brought up. And, you know, when you're talking to someone, it will be brought up. But as a group, like, I can assure you, it's definitely not something that we're thinking about at all.
Actually, speaking of bringing things up, how many times do people ask you about that hat-trick in the 2023 final?
I'm living off that, Rory.
You did, right, too?
Obviously, Jesus, probably the best day of my sporting life. And it was a brilliant day. And, you know, if I could only relive that day, and hopefully, God, I'll get the opportunity to relive it again someday. It's brilliant. Jesus, we look back on that day with absolutely the fondest of memories. It was just a lovely day to... I felt like it was a day where, you know, all of your efforts for years worth of work was rewarded. And I'm a firm believer that in sports, you eventually get out what you put in. You might not always get it when you want it to happen, but it will eventually come out. So that's definitely my motto. Put in the effort and you'll eventually be rewarded.
Yeah, because you had those heartbreaks the 2 years previous in 21 and 22. How much did those final defeats, I suppose, push you on just to get over that cliff?
Yeah, I think it definitely, you know, obviously you don't want to be losing any All-Ireland finals, but I think you learn a lot from that. I like to think we do learn as well when we lose or when we win, but you learn the most when you lose. And then I suppose it helps you to add that hunger that you might have been lacking as well. So I think, like, losing those All-Ireland finals definitely helped put the building blocks in place for the position that we're in now, which is only a positive thing.
and Joe Manley obviously coming in to replace Matthew Toomey last year, and that seemed like it was a very smooth transition.
A very smooth transition. I suppose, like, Joe was there the previous 2 years with Matthew, so like it was a very seamless transition, and you'll always need that continuity as well. And you know, Wesley has been around for a long time now. You know, he has been kind of in with us some years and not other years. He had other commitments, but you know, having that continuity all of the time can only be a positive thing. And I think that transition was a very seamless one.
And just heading back, just looking back, I suppose, at the Clare game this Sunday in the Munster Championship, do you still get that buzz, that excitement of Munster Championship Camogie?
Of course, yeah, I love it. The build up to it, you know, the fact that it's going to be a doubleheader, the fact that you'd hope that people will get in early to support us, there'll be that atmosphere, especially towards the end of the game. It's brilliant. And, you know, I always, when I think of Munster Championship, I think of the sun shining. I don't know what the weather is like on Sunday, but I'd like to think the sun will be shining on Sunday. And even if it's not, sure, look, there'll be a good atmosphere and we look forward to it.
Yeah, it's certainly. You're playing, though, it's a 11:45 on Sunday. That's fairly early. How does that kind of, what challenges does that present, I suppose, in terms of preparation, getting your meals in before the game and all that kind of crack?
Yeah, it's early. It's definitely something you have to think about. But I think, you know, we've been in this position before. I remember we had a league game there last year. It was a doubleheader as well. And I think it was at 11 o'clock or 11:30 or something like that. So like when you're given these opportunities, it would be very easy for us to turn around and say, no, we'll play on our own. But, you know, everyone wants to play in front of the most people that's possible. So doubleheaders allow us to do that. So I'm sure there'll be no complaints. We'll just get on with it. And, you know, you might have to think about your food or whatever it might be in a little bit more detail. But we're just delighted to be part of the doubleheader now. And, you know, as I say, hopefully people will come in early and support us, and you know, they might see something that they haven't seen in Camogie before, and it might entice them to come back for a later game when it might not be a doubleheader.
Yeah, they absolutely will. Amy, thanks very much. Pleasure talking to you as always, and very, very best of luck for the summer ahead.
Thanks very much, Rory.
And earlier in the week, your very own John McCarthy caught up with Cork senior captain Maeve Gahalan.
Now, here on Cork's Red FM's Big Red Bench, we're delighted to be joined by the Cork senior Camogie captain Maeve Gahalan ahead of Sunday's Munster Camogie Senior Championship semi-final against Clare in Zimmer Biomet Park Cashogue in Ennis with an 11:45 a.m. throw in. Maeve Gahalan, you're back on the bench. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Cher. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. It's a busy week for you and we appreciate the time. We last spoke in the tunnel in the bowls of Super Value Park Equive shortly after Cork had lost heavily at home to Galway in the final round of the league. Now, you went on to win the National League title, and congratulations on that. But that day in the tunnel as captain, you spoke about standards. You spoke about what it means to play for this particular Cork group in this panel. So what happened following that loss and the victory? What was the vibe and what was the change like in the lead up to it?
I suppose ultimately, initially, you know, we were very disappointed. I suppose not only with the result, but I suppose just with the application and maybe the performance that we had given. You know, I suppose we went out that day and that's all we wanted to do was to put in a performance, and we just felt it wasn't up to standard and it wasn't up to scratch. And Galway came down to Parky Creeves that day with huge energy levels and work rate and desire, and we probably just didn't match it that day. We knew, like, our skills hadn't gone away overnight and we hadn't lost any fitness, but I suppose we just didn't match their intensity and work rate, and that's definitely something that we went after for the 2 weeks of training before the league final, and, you know, it definitely paid off there on Sunday.
It certainly did, because when you came back to meet Galway, you won 21 points to 10 at FPD Semple Stadium to lift the very National Camogie League Division 1A title. Congratulations on that. In hindsight, Maeve, might that loss in Super Value Park Equive actually be the catalyst for the remainder of the season, the reminder maybe that players needed that, you know, you can't let your standards drop?
It probably did, and maybe going into that game, maybe we were just, I suppose, you know, we thought we were better than we were, maybe we thought that we had trained better than we were, you know, it could have been fatigue, it could have been anything, but I just think it was probably, you know, from like the forwards back, we probably just felt that we didn't match what maybe we had in other games previously, and you just can't do that against Galway, and we knew that last Sunday was going to be something as close to a championship game as we were going to get. You know, huge rivalry with Galway, and we just really didn't like losing to them on our home patch. And you know, from training the Tuesday night after, I think we just really went after it, and I And I think, you know, we just really wanted to go out Sunday and put in a performance good enough to win. And I think that's what got us over the line then in the end.
Yeah, 8 different scorers, 21 points, holding Galway to 10 points on the actual day itself. And, you know, half of those, 6 of those, only 4 points from open play. That's how you answer it. And you did that fantastically. Can I say to you, whatever about winning the match, winning a National League title, and how fantastic it was, the celebrations, shall we say, immediately afterwards and long into the night. Obviously, the manager gave you the night off, because if your social media accounts, not yours, no, Maeve, but other players on the panel who we won't name, I was following with great interest on Sunday night. And look, that's hugely important too, because that's how the bonds are made.
Yeah, it is, and we were obviously given the night off on Sunday, and we know how to enjoy ourselves, all right, when we're given a night off.
Yes, ye do.
So I'm glad that you got a bit of entertainment out of the social media, but yeah, I know we were back in the gym then Tuesday night, back at work, so you know we enjoyed Sunday, all right, but looking forward now to getting going again this week and getting into the Munster Championship.
Yeah, the Munster Championship, which leads into the All-Ireland Championship. Never an easy game against Clare. You met them twice last year in the Munster semi-final when you beat them, and also in the group stage of the All-Ireland Championship. It's not a cliche, and I'm not pandering to Clare here at all, but they are a physically very, very strong team, Maeve, and any time you've played them, they've no problem in knocking you out, trying to knock Cork out of their stride. And look, this going into their own back garden, it's ahead of a Munster Senior Hurling Championship match, so the atmosphere definitely early on in most of your match is going to be fantastic, so you've got to be on it right from the first minute.
Definitely, and I think that's what we've probably learned over the last maybe year or two, is when we're on it, we're on it. But if we're any bit complacent, you know, we seem to drop our energy levels, and that's what our whole game plan is based on, and work rate. And you know, if we go up to Clare on Sunday thinking it's just going to be a runner, and we're under no illusions that it's going to be, you know, a really physical game. I know that they've some new young players in, so they'll be fairly lively. So we've no doubt that, you know, we're going to get a tough game off Clare on Sunday, and you know, we'll have to be back to our best again just 7 days out from winning a league. So you know, we've put that to bed now, and I'm sure tomorrow night at training that we'll be analysing Clare, and we'll be going after that game. So we're under no illusions that it's going to be a tough battle.
And just finally, Maeve, as captain of the Cork team, obviously it's important that the game of Camogie continues to get promoted. So the double headers with the senior hurling does Camogie no harm at all, in that it draws a bigger crowd, obviously, to your match. But you're throwing in at 11:45 a.m. in Ennis, which is, you know, it's not that late, but it's the logistics of the Cork team having to get up and get there and get your preparations done properly. Just, you know, obviously you want to play in big games, big atmospheres, and this helps, but the 11:45 a.m. throw-in is not ideal.
No, it's not. And, you know, we kind of knew that back along from when it was announced as a doubleheader that it was going to be quite an early game. So, you know, we've come to terms with the logistics of it and everything. But I suppose, you know, you won't often be playing championship games at 11:45, you know, for the remainder of the season. So, you know, it's the same for Clare, like having a home game above an Ennis on Sunday, and, you know, being on at 11:45, if it was maybe an hour later or something, you know, might draw a bigger crowd. But look, I suppose we've known this for quite a long time, since it was fixed, and, you know, we've dealt with that, and I'm sure the management of all the logistics and time frames laid out for us. So we'll just be, I suppose, focusing on the game. But yeah, it's quite an early start, all right, not ideal, but you know, we'll put that to bed, and we'll be looking forward to it.
Indeed you will. Easter Sunday, Zimmer Biomet Park, Cashogan, Ennis. The 2025 Munster Senior Camogie Championship gets underway. Clare versus Cork in Ennis with 11:45 a.m. throw-in. From everybody here on the Big Red Bench to you, Cork Senior Camogie Captain Maeve Callaghan, and your teammates and backroom team, the very best of luck.
Thanks, sir.
From GA action now to a bit of soccer, and there was some drama in Turner's Cross earlier today as College Corinthians took home the FAI Intermediate Cup in an all-Cork affair, as the college fended off Ringmahon Rangers 2-1 in an absolute cracker, went extra time. I know such as the very own Rory O'Hagan was there for us, and he caught up with the manager, Gary Hackett.
Gary, can you put into words exactly how you're feeling right now holding that cup in your hand?
It's hard. Do you know what? There's no words. Oh, sorry. Sorry, yeah. I'm not used to this.
That would help.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words, I suppose, to justify how strong I'm feeling at the moment. I suppose, look, just proud, ultra proud of the group. The character of the show was unbelievable. A lot of setbacks during the game. You need a little bit of luck, but We sent a man sent off after, I think, 7 or 8 minutes.
7, yeah.
And then a second man sent off during the game as well, both fullbacks. We had to kind of rejig the shape a little bit on two occasions. But we got there, and look, to a man, defensively, unbelievable. It's as good as you're going to see.
I can hear your boys are singing for Marky.
Marky's got a bad injury, so he's in hospital now, so we're thinking of him at the moment, dislocated his shoulder. So, look, it's a real close and a tight group, and that's what we wanted, and it showed everything, didn't it?
It certainly did. I mean, like, to defend that way, the way that you did for most of the game, just shows how heroically you performed, I think.
Yeah, but I suppose, look, my point to the lads is that we knew that they'd have a lot of the ball, whether it's 11v11 or whatever it is, and to me, I wanted the lads to take a bit of pride again in the ugly side of the game and the defending. And I think 22 or 23 minutes in, the biggest buzz I got was looking at the players, their reaction to defending a corner. One of them headed the ball away when he'd no right to win the header, and they're all punching the air and they're all hugging each other, celebrating. That showed me we were on the right path, because you're taking pride in keeping the ball out of the goal. And you're half reserved if that's the feeling that you have, like, you know.
Adam Murphy sent off after 7 minutes, 2 yellow cards. Is he all right? I mean, like, he's probably very upset after that, I'd imagine.
Well, I suppose winning helps, I suppose, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
yeah.
I suppose he apologised. Yeah, it's disappointing, another day it goes against you, and those decisions kind of, you know, I felt today, I thought every tackle was another yellow card, to be honest with you.
It's a cup final, I suppose.
It's a cup final, and I just thought maybe a warning early doors and kind of get a few fellas, look, do it again and you're going in the book, but to send a fella off for 2 years in such a big game.
I suppose that's when the referee, I suppose, doesn't know the league and the players, I suppose.
Yeah, but I suppose, look, not every foul is a yellow. And then there was other decisions during the game. But look, I'm not criticising the referee, it's a tough job. And actually, he's a really good referee. We had him once or twice already to meet the cup, and in fairness, he's really good. Just those decisions went against us on the day today. But we came through. And I think, you know, for those two lads, they're lucky boys that we did come through, because obviously, some of this, like, this could be once in a lifetime stuff for some people, you know. For me, it's my first time, obviously. We've made history as a club. Might come around again. So then for that to happen, just the win covers over everything, like, you know.
What are you thinking there when Destiny's one-on-one with Eric Grimes?
He's the right fella at the right time in the right place. He's as cool as can be. He's horizontal as a character. Like, I mean, you want somebody with ice in the veins there at that stage, and it's him. If you know him, like, he's just so laid back. Sometimes it's frustrating. You kind of feel like you want to shake him or stick a dynamite up his arse. But, like, look, no, to be fair, he's nice and cool, calm and collected. And you know what? Look, a little bit of luck as well, because I think one of their players slipped, which is unfortunate for him, but played for us, obviously.
I suppose he came in as well for Marky, so I mean, like, he had big shoes to fill, but he worked his socks off all
day. So look, we were lucky that, like, we had to go back into a 4-4-1 because of the two sending offs, and then what the 4-4-1 allowed us to do was kind of, it allowed us to have a bit of pace on the break. So what we wanted to do basically is get on the ball and just hit space. I think a couple of their defenders started to tire a bit, so I just think it was lucky, to be honest with you, but I just thought we were just that little final ball in behind when they were chasing, probably winner themselves because of numerical advantage. I still felt like that as long as we stayed in the game, then on the break we might have a chance, and look, it paid off.
I spoke to Craig earlier, and he said that the hurt of last year really kind of spurred you on a bit this year.
It did. And I suppose, like, look, it did. And I suppose, look, we're still learning. There's still young players there that are still very naive, and they're learning on the job. And you know what? The game is cruel because the league has been a disaster for us. And we're still in that dogfight, by the way. So, like, this is short. This is short-lived. No, we'll enjoy today and tomorrow. But unfortunately for me, I have to concentrate again Monday and Tuesday on the domestic side of it again next week. So, and the disappointment spurs you on. But you know what? I think on the day, That goes out the window, I think, a bit as well. You know, people like to kind of believe in that and, you know, make it stronger. But where was that belief there? We were beaten by St. Mary's out the gate there a few weeks ago and dropped other points around the place. So you can't just kind of use that in certain games. I think we need to get a bit of consistency into our game. And today is our a little bit of luck on the day, and your big players turning up and defending well and taking a chance when you get them. I think we did.
Yeah, and there's over 2,500 people here today, Garda. The atmosphere was brilliant.
Unbelievable, yeah. Because, you know, Ringman are very well supported. And to be honest, I want to shout out to the Corinthians as a club. The push they put on there to get kids today was frightening. I'm on a few WhatsApp groups and emails there, and I've not seen it. So I just want to thank all those, because we did hear them and we saw them. And we saw them in the semi final against Douglas Hall as well. But today was unbelievable. From they ran a couple of different stands, and it's not often kind of the Ringman crowd would be matched or beaten. And I think today, look, I think they outdone themselves, and I'm really proud and delighted they came along, because this is for them as well. Because, you know, I'm the manager, fair enough, and you'll get a bit of plaudits and so on and so forth. But there's so many other people behind the scenes that are coaching young players. And, you know, I got this group of players as men, but I mean, so many people put so many hours into these lads that I'm now getting the benefit of it at this side of it. So they're not forgotten about either, like, you know.
Just your best moment in football.
It has to be, I suppose. It is. I mean, look, I'm obviously doing this gig 2 years. We missed out on the last day of the season in the league last year, as you said. So to go into the cup final this year, I suppose, look, I have to kind of be happy with that, to be honest with you, because, again,
these are days that people dream of, and we got through in the end, and look, we'll enjoy it.
We certainly will, Gary. I think you and I know each other since we're, what, 7 or 8 years of age?
Probably, you have an age a bit, in fairness, yeah.
Absolutely delighted for you, like, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thanks, mate.
And Rory also caught up with the match winner, Destiny Achukwu.
Destiny O'Connor, can you put into words how you're feeling right now?
I can't even put in words, to be honest. I'm just taking it all in at the moment. When I leave home after a few drinks, I'll say, I'll feel it then.
Talk to me. Tell me what you're feeling in your one-on-one. You've got to put the ball in there.
I had to be cool, calm, a collective. Like, I knew when I got the ball, I knew it was going to round them anyway. I just had to finish it.
You're down to 10 men early on, then Markey goes off. You get the call to come in. Like, it's a big moment for you.
Like, my coach told me, be ready. I was going to come on. I just didn't know I was going to come on that early. But he told me before the game, just be ready, be ready, be ready. And I was ready.
And that defence as well. I mean, like, the amount of work that those guys had to put in all day.
We had to take him to the well. Just work, 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 work. We were down a man from, like, the 8 minutes. So it was just defend, defend, work, work, work. And it paid off.
Yeah, and you could see how much it means to you guys. The team looked like a very close bunch.
Sorry, it means a lot. Like, we've been dying to get into this, win this cup. Like, and Craig now, like, we did it for him. Like, he's been trying and trying and trying and trying. And he's finally got a medal now.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
Drinks upon drinks upon drinks upon drinks.
Congratulations.
Adam owes me about 10 drinks.
Congratulations, pal.
Thank you very much.
I was going to photograph there with that.
Fair play to Destiny, the match winner there in a huge, huge game. But look, there's only one way to play out the show. Over to you, Ella.
From the fields of the glen to the banks of the Lee, from the hands of my father came the hurley to me. All I keep in my heart is the burning belief that the rebels will rise with the cup McCarthy. We will rear 'em and tear 'em. Avenge 24, Hoggy leading the charge like he's done times before. To la 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 la. For the red and the white we adore. For the rebels to rise evermore. From the Sars to the Bars, Newtown, Shandon, the Park, the boys and the girls, they will shout through the dark. For Petterine and his army, they will fight to the core. No more jersey pulls, time to settle the score. We will bear 'em and tear 'em. Avenge 24, Hoggy leading the charge like he's done times before. La 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 la. For the red and the white we adore. For the rebels to rise evermore. When my boots have been hung and my hurley laid down, bury me in my jersey, in my red.